Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland, is my guest. I first heard of Bike Maryland when I participated in last year's Tour de Port. Tell me a little bit about the history of Bike Maryland and how it began.
Bike Maryland used to be an organization called One Less Car that started in 2000. And over time, we realized that other advocacy organizations had popped up to focus on many alternative transportation issues. And there was such a need to focus specifically on bicycling in Maryland. So for the last couple years, that's what our focus has been on. And it has just blossomed. The number of members we have, and the pro-bike legislation that has passed.
What is your overall mission?
Our mission is to increase the number of cyclists, to enhance bicycle-friendly and safe infrastructure, to advocate for pro-bike legislation on both the state and local level, and to be a voice for all of Maryland's cyclists.
What are the benefits of bicycling? I mean, aside from what the bicyclist gets in terms of fitness and that sort of thing, what are the overall benefits to cycling?
Bicycling certainly benefits the economy. And as you touched on, there are many health benefits by bicycling. The rate of obesity and obesity-related diseases, heart diseases, asthma rates, they decrease. Bicycling reduces the amount of air pollution and other congestion types of issues. So for instance, in Baltimore City, the number of cyclists has increased by 40% from 2009 through 2011. So that's huge. Imagine if all those cyclists were in single occupancy vehicles, adding to the stress of congestion and also the increased pollution.
What is the difference between the recreational cyclist competitor versus the commuter?
That's an interesting question. There's a lot of differences, but there's a lot of similarities. Sometimes commuters have been riding for many, many years, and sometimes they go very far. Typically, though, bicycle commuters go 2 or 3 miles because really, the average trip to the grocery store or where you work, if you're located in the city, is not that far. So a recreational rider or a competitive rider might tend to go farther, and sometimes they might be more suited in bicycle gear, while commuters can really, you can wear regular work clothes and ride a bike, but you can also do that to recreationally ride. So really, in so many ways, they're the same. I think the mindset might be different for the recreational rider, but certainly for the competitive rider, they want to go fast. Fast is what it's about for the competitive rider.
So tell me about some of the programs that Bike Maryland offers.
There's two programs. One is our Bike Friendly Maryland program, and we go into universities, businesses, and communities to teach them how to be bike friendly. And of course, this trickles down to increasing the commuter population and teaching folks to ride just recreationally for fun. So as these places become more bikeable, the interest in cycling increases. Maryland received a bike-friendly state rating of number 10 in the whole United States. So that's really exciting. That's part of our Bike-Friendly Maryland program. We have a program called the Bicycle-Minded Program. And we host free commuter workshops. So any adult who wants to learn bicycle commuting, we'll do it for them. We'll teach them. We do ask that there's 15 people in the class. That really enhances bicycle safety. The other thing that we're doing to kind of convince people to recreationally ride and have fun, but in a safe way, is we teach thousands and thousands of youth bike safety skills. So we'll go into camps, community centers, to the schools, and we'll bring bicycles if they don't have them. And we will teach them bicycle safety, and the kids love it. We bring in free donated helmets, and the children get to decorate them and personalize them, which really makes them want to wear them. So all these things lead to the increased amount of cyclists in the city who are more aware and riding more safely.
As a cyclist myself, I've encountered some problems with motorists, but as a motorist too, I've come across cyclists at night that don't have any sort of reflective gear or lights. And not only is it irritating, but it's dangerous for everyone concerned.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, certainly the safety programs that we promote, but also motorist awareness. So it's both, that certainly if a cyclist is riding at night, reflective gear and lighting is really important. They need to be seen and they need to follow the rules of the road. On the other hand, certainly motorists need to also be aware that a cyclist is a vulnerable user, that certainly if a motorist hits a cyclist, it's typically very tragic for the cyclist in comparison, and to be really careful when passing cyclists.
Are you a cyclist yourself?
I have been a cyclist my whole life. Actually, when I was 2, I became a cyclist riding on the back of my father's bicycle. So he was a commuter. And I would say around 13 years of age, I started to ride very actively and competed and then became a recreational cyclist and a commuter.
And so how did you become involved with Bike Maryland?
I have an environmental background based on a lot of event planning and consulting with state government, Fortune 500 businesses. And when I came to Maryland, I got involved in a sustainability movement to open our streets to bicyclists, walkers, rollerbladers, and have a once a week safe event where the streets are open for them to have fun and enjoy our streets as if they were parks. And through that consulting position, I was asked to be the executive director of Bike Maryland.
After this interview, you're headed to Annapolis. Tell me what's going on.
The Annapolis General Assembly, the session lasts for 90 days, and we only have 3 weeks left. So it is just such an important time of the year for us. We are working on a multitude of legislation this year. So we're working to strengthen the 3-foot law, which passed 2 years ago. We oppose some legislation. We're opposing a criminal negligence bill. And we passed a really strong law last year regarding criminal negligence. And now we need to oppose some of the changes that are being promoted to this strong bill. So, and then there's a lot of other bills. We're promoting to allow sidewalk cycling for especially children in neighborhoods where it's safe to do so. Another bill is promoting bicycle and pedestrian access within state institutions of higher education. Institutions all over the state would be required to have bicycle and pedestrian access strategies. So students can go to part-time jobs or they can get to their housing on campus without having to have a car and pay car insurance and pay parking.
How can people find out more about Bike Maryland?
The best way is to visit our website, which is www.bikemd.org, and go to some of our headers. Go to our program header to learn about these programs I've discussed. Within there is these programs, but also the advocacy endeavors that we're working on. And of course, if they go to the Contact Us header, they can sign up to get our free e-newsletter.
Carol Sildorf, Executive Director of Bike Maryland, has been my guest. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.